express yourself.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. YK Delta and Beyond. This is another edition of Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me
and I'm Peter Utchuk. Good morning.
Good morning, and we're got our ears ready to go, and we already have a caller, so we'll go right to it. It's John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Oh, boy. I thought I was going to be on hold for a second.
No, no.
Hi, Diane. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. You are by yourself?
No, no. I'm with Peter.
Oh, good morning, John.
Oh, morning, Peter. Both of you. How are you guys doing there?
We're good. Yeah.
You know, last week I brought the voting procedure up and how much prize money was going through there. Mm-hmm. Guess what the total on the prize money is on all that?
What?
$50,000.
Mm. Wow.
Anyway, it said online, so that would mean you'd have to get on the computer to get online. A lot of people around here in the rural area don't have computers. And somebody was mentioning you can use your cell phone as one, too. I never really thought of it, but I don't know how that would go about. But the only time you're eligible is if you go online. They should make it open where, at the beginning of it, you should have everybody eligible, not just people with computers on there. You know, that leaves people out, too. You should have everybody involved if you want your list of corporation. Everyone is involved, not just certain people.
Hmm.
You know, that's been going on too long.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same way with the board. People who are running for the board, they should be put on at large on either all the districts so that you can have different ideas instead of going on the ELOC system. We're on that ELOC system. We're stuck to that. Look at the candidates who are running. Same old people. There's a couple of new ones. It seems same old people year after year after year win. And they have when you use up your terms. And then they go by, they say you can't run another term, yet they go right back and do the same thing all over again. Why they have the terminology, I don't know, I don't understand. They don't follow that rule. You know, we're stuck on the system here. We need to get out of it so that everyone has different ideas for different regions. Maybe they'll rebound and we'll all get together and finally agree on something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just... It's crazy. That's all I can say about that.
Can I say something, John?
Yes, yeah, go ahead.
You know, I think it's not only just if you vote online. If you vote with your proxy that you got in the mail, you're also eligible for the prizes that, you know, that they are giving out this year.
Yeah, I was looking at that early bird contest. I think the only one that was $5,000 was the eligible one. The one online was $10,000.
Mm.
So there's a difference there, you know.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
When we have that meeting, I don't know if I'll be here to attend the meeting because I'm going to Wasilla.
Oh,
but
no.
I'll try to find out when the meeting is. I want to bring that at large up and the prizes that they distribute out during the voting season. That'd be a good one to bring up on the subject.
Yeah.
You know, have it more clarified. Hopefully, I put in a request that they should change their voting procedures to at large instead of having as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, there may be one at large position. I don't know if it's open this year.
Yeah, I seen one of them. I think Bobby was,
Yeah.
I know one of them was at large, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to get all the districts at large, not just one.
Oh, I see.
You want to change the system where it ain't so run on nepotism, because you get one from the regional area. It seems to be on the ELOC system, the nepotism issues, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get people for potential. You get them because they're cousins or friends.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move forward from that. Get out of that system so it can be all treated fairly. That's what a corporation should be doing, you know? better let you go there, Peter and Dan. Mm-hmm. Everyone, please have a good, safe weekend, and don't drink and drive. All your people are getting the fish you need to smoke and stuff. We're finally getting good weather and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know.
So, anyway, you guys have a good one. Thank you very much. Please don't drink and drive, and take care of yourselves.
Guyana, John.
Yeah.
Guyana.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. Next, we have Alexi. Good morning, Alexi. Welcome to Talkline.
Ah, yes. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, loud and clear, Alexi.
Oh, okay. Well, I agree 100% what John was saying. You know, there are a lot of them that don't have no computers to go online and vote. And most of them, like myself, most of the villagers, we're sending our proxy in to vote. And the way John was saying, there's two different prizes with two different amount on them. And seems like it's not fair for the ones that have computer and they could go online and, you know, they're just, to me, buying the shares from the shareholders so they could vote. They paid it. It's just like putting a bait on them. And that shouldn't be like that at all. Every shareholder should be treated equally, not differently, just because we don't have no computer. So, yeah, I agree with what John was saying. And I believe there are four that are the seats that are up for re-election. Well, I want all four of those seats to be changed, every one of those changed. Because the way the corporation doing, Felicia's doing right now, it's being in the news and being in the Thunder Drums, and it has to do with the list board. I wonder what the other corporations think about the list board. I start thinking, I wonder what those other corporations are thinking about us fighting each other. We're not supposed to be fighting each other. We're supposed to be working together. They're supposed to work with the shareholders also. So the way I see it, I think those four seats to be, all of them need to be changed. We need new people in there, in those seats. And the other thing is from Lower Kalispell all the way to Stone River. We're all Yupik. We're all brothers and sisters. I'm not against you people upriver. I'm not. The only thing that I'm against is Donald Gold. That is the only one that I'm really against. Not the village people upriver. And that's what I want them to know, so that they will know that I'm not against them. I'm against Donald Gold. And there are more fish coming in, and I hope all of them go out and catch their fish for the winter supplies for food. There's a lot of high water this year, more than last year. So a high water is not going to be there all the time. You know, the rain helps too, because upriver people, they have that rain for high water. And us from north of Kusakrim all the way up to probably below 2 or 3, we have high tide.
Yeah.
Low and high. So with all my heart, I want all the people to catch this for their winter supply. And hopefully they, if I heard it right, I think they're going to open it next week on the 26th and never open it. You never close it again. Subsistence. And that's good. That's a big plus, and that makes me feel good, because a lot of them don't have fish yet. practice opening, there were a few of them caught very few, and some didn't catch any. So that, and I, you know, I want everybody to catch for their winter supply. And that's the only thing that I wanted to say.
Okay.
Morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, we appreciate and your
and you too have a nice day.
Guiana,
thank you
Alexi,
so much,
thank
Alexi.
You. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yes, next we have Mark. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Talkline.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling because I'm so concerned about this national problem of these kids that have been separated from their parents on our border. And I know it's not a local issue, but I really think it's an important national issue. And I understand that, a lot of folks out here in the Waikei Delta, this has resonance for them because of the past traumas in, in families out here. So I just want to encourage everyone to call our senators and our congressmen and express their concern about how to reunite these kids with their parents. I've called them, and I've told all three of our the two senators and the congressmen that I think it is the single most important national issue. There should be nothing else on their agenda until this is accomplished, until these kids are reunited with their parents. So I'd like just to encourage everyone to call their to call our senators and congressmen and speak their piece on it too.
Yeah, I appreciate your sensitivity to it, and I have read some interviews with government officials, and unfortunately, they're saying that many of these children may never be reunited because when they separated them, they did no paperwork. They did not do any documentation so that the parent would know where their child was. The children have been sent to New York City. They've been sent to Michigan. They've been sent to Florida. And I think this is a real kind of a moral crisis for our
it
country.
It is a moral crisis, yeah. It really is. And, you know, we can send men to the moon. If we can do that, we can do this. And there's nothing more. Morally, this is just the single most important thing. This problem has been created. It was a bad idea from the start, but now that it's done, now that this horrible tragedy has occurred, we have to fix it.
Right.
We have to. We can't accept saying, "Well, there's no way to do it." We absolutely have to fix this.
Well, it's
I'd like to encourage everyone to call and put pressure on our Congress to oversee this process and make sure it happens.
Sure. You know, it's come down to 23andMe, which is the DNA group that you can send in your DNA and they'll tell you what your ancestry is. Well, it's come down to they have donated DNA kits so that the parents can give their DNA so that hopefully someday in the future, the child or the baby, when it grows up old enough, I mean, that's how sad it is right now. So thank you for bringing it up, and it is it does resonate in Native communities. There's a deep understanding.
Thousands of kids right now in detention. Yeah. Thousands of kids.
Yeah, well, the Pentagon just agreed to go ahead and house around 20,000 more at military bases. So they're planning on continuing this process, but the Pentagon made a statement saying, yes, we've agreed to take 20,000.
It's just hard to fathom how tragic this is and how morally bankrupt this policy has been.
Yeah.
It's hard to get wrap my imagination and heart around it.
Well, thank you. And when I post the recording of this show to the KYUK Talkline Facebook page, I will add in the comments, I'll add the numbers. Our congressional representation. Then anyone who listens to the show, if they feel so moved, they could make those calls. So
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
let me give out the numbers, you know, for anyone. We welcome anyone to call, you know, during our talk line show here at KYUK. The numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954. Or you can email at radio@kyuk.org. And you can call in as a as an anonymous if you'd like, and then we just welcome any new voices that would like to call in and participate with our talk line. So it's a very a lot of people listen to that, and we're appreciative of all the people that do listen and participate.
Yeah.
Our next caller we have from Chalista. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you two? Good morning. How are you two doing?
Okay, all right.
Well, you came out. You came in hard there for a second with our microphones.
Yeah, we both jumped.
We both like. Ah! Okay, good. Yes. So, welcome, Tom.
Sorry about that. I'll turn down my volume too.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, yeah, I think it might be on our end. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So, what do you got today?
Well, I wanted to give an update on proxy prize winners.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard a little bit of the questions earlier about the prizes. Mm-hmm. And so just to clarify, so there have been two different rounds of prizes so far. The first round were for online votes only. That contest ended May 31st, 5 p.m. And then we just had another one that ended on Monday, June 18, 5 p.m., and that was for all votes, paper and online.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the reason why we're doing the online votes is, you know, for one, we've had a lot of shareholders ask for it. So more and more of our shareholders are younger and more technical and more connected. And so there are a lot more shareholders that are connected than are not connected. But we definitely understand there are a lot of elders out there who are not comfortable with technology. I mean, my mom is one of them. But she knows that I am comfortable with technology, and so when it comes time to vote, she and some of my other aunties here in Anchorage, they actually come to me, and I help them sign in, and then I give them their phone back, and they're able to vote on their own.
Oh, okay.
But having said that, I want to get right to the winners. So,
okay.
As I mentioned, we had the second voting deadline was Monday at 5 p.m. There are seven winners. And I'll do the third through seventh winners. They are going to get $1,000 each. Agnes Andy from Nuchtok is a $1,000 winner. Hmm. Vanessa Bunyan from Hooper Bay. John Lawrence from Tuxuk. Michael S. White, also from Tuxuk. And then the last $1,000 winner is Willie Long from St. Mary's.
Hmm.
And moving on up, the $2,500 winner is I'm gonna get his last name wrong. David Tunutmok Jr. from Skamen. I probably should know it since I'm from Chivak. I should.
Yeah,
know
you
that
said
last.
It just right.
Okay. So he's a $2,500 winner, and then the first prize winner for this latest round, $10,000. Brandon A. Bachman. He currently lives in Anchorage. So he is the $10,000 winner for this round.
Mm.
So the very last deadline to qualify for prizes is July 2 at 5 p.m. So if you want to do your yellow paper proxy, please make sure you get that in the mail right now. If you'd like another envelope to mail it back, just give us a call and request one. We can send one to you. Otherwise, you can vote online. And even if you're not technical, chances are you know somebody that is, and they can help you vote online. But okay. The important thing is that everyone votes.
Okay. Remind us again when the meeting is.
Oh, okay. July 6th at Bethel Regional High School.
Okay.
July 6th. Registration starts at 10 a.m., but the meeting itself starts at 1 p.m.
Okay. Good. All right. Well.
And, of course, all that information is on our website, chalistacorp.com. on Facebook at Chilista Corporation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Very good. Yes. Well, we thank you for calling, Tom. We appreciate you taking time to call. And
yeah. Every week you kind of have little updates for us, which mm-hmm. is good.
Very good.
We try. We try.
Although you still haven't figured out a way for Diane to be part of the raffling, but okay. That's all right.
Well, I recall last year being talking with you and John Active about that.
I know. It's haunting me. It's on my mind. I love a good raffle myself, but this one I'm out of luck. All right.
Okay.
Well, have a great day, Tom.
Okay. All right. Okay, lines are open. Please do call 543-5985-2756.
And, you know, you can be anonymous. Even if we recognize your voice, we will pretend like we do not know you.
Yes.
And today is June 22nd. It's the summer solstice. And I was telling Peter, you know, that means we start we're going to start losing light tomorrow.
No. Please don't say that.
And I feel like we just got here. I'm just starting
to
relax into summer, and now I'm reminded that summer's leaving. Life is that constant cycle.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
looks like we have Rhonda Sargent on the line. Good morning, Rhonda. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Bethel this
morning. It is. Yes.
I know.
Appreciate you mentioning that.
Yes. So I'm calling about 4th of July parade because I volunteered to help organize that. So if there are people or groups that want to be in the parade, they can contact me at my office at 543-2088 or my cell phone, call or text 545-2101. And this year's parade theme is Bethel is Beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Honoring our everyday heroes. However Bethel is beautiful to you, honoring our heroes, including our first responders. And we would like to encourage everybody for the 4th of July to honor our first responder heroes by making the whole day a sober event.
Mm-hmm.
So remembering that Bethel's beautiful because we can have clean fun.
So
we already have a few entries in. There's no fee or anything. I just need to know name and representative and everything, and come by and get your number, but we can even get numbers out on that day. And if anyone is new to Bethel and would like to be a judge, they can also contact me or come by the 4-H Center at the Teen Center building, and I can get you set up to be a judge for the parade. So that's all that I have.
Yeah. To be a judge, you got any, qualifications?
Yeah, what expertise do you need for that?
Yeah.
I really like to get new people to Bethel that are getting to know Bethel, that haven't really seen, they don't really know all of us and all of our connections, so adds a little bit of the unbiasedness. Super fun for them to go out and see the parade and see all of, you know, the entries that people have. It just gives them a whole different kind of feel about getting to Bethel. Or if you're a visitor to Bethel, you know, have family coming from out of town and, you know, wanting to get them to do something, then they can come by. It's a really easy judging form. They just get the number of the organization, what kind of entry it is, and then the categories. So then, you know, they can pick prizes for, you know, ranks and everything for which one.
Okay. Now, see, I'm glad you asked that, Peter. That's a good that's a good thing, is to have like an outside kind of judge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who isn't connected yet, although in a few years they will be.
That's how I like to get new people. It's a great way to learn how to do the community. I remember my first couple years, I loved watching the parade.
Oh, I did too. Mm-hmm. I do too.
No, you just vote for, the judge would just vote for one outstanding one, or different categories, or what?
There's different categories, and they can decide how they want to, depending on the number of entries. But there's category types, like the best use of the theme, the best decorated entry, youth or future one, floats, most fun, most patriotic, most unusual, and judge's choice. So And I've just, you know, encouraged them to just, you know, think about their best judgment with all that. They don't have to have a winner in every category, just what really stood out to them using those as parameters.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. And we will
great categories.
We will line up between Swanson's Main and Swanson's Hardware right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And we will start from there. Lineup is at 10 o'clock, and the parade begins at 11.
Cool.
Okay.
So if anybody has any questions, give me a call, 545-2101.
Okay, great, Rhonda. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay,
thanks,
good morning.
You too.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Cool.
I didn't realize they had those categories. I like that.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe I could just walk down the street and I'll win most unusual just because. So we have Fritz on the line. Good morning, Fritz.
Good
morning. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Yay. Good morning, Fritz.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, happy Friday to everybody that's listening. I'll probably have one hat today that I'll talk about. It's under on behalf of Bethel Search and Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
We are planning on having a fiddle dance fundraiser, 4th of July. We call it 4th of July fiddle dance, which is going to take place next weekend on 29 and 30. But if there is something going on that weekend, we will cancel it. For either fishing or if we have a search or something, but we'll keep everybody posted. If you are not part of our Facebook group, I encourage everybody to join the Bethel Search and Rescue Facebook web page. It's a really good information that we give out on a weekly basis. Especially when there's a search going on, we usually do a lot of updating on search and rescue Facebook web page group. Then we currently have a active search going on. We sent a couple of people up to Emonic to help assist on their search. Hopefully, all goes well and. Hopefully, we'll find that person that's missing out there. Let's see what else. I think that is about it. If people, I'm not encouraging anything by my statements I'm about to give. You know, it's. Regarding people importing alcohol to their village. It's like what somebody just recently said. If he's listening, I'm sorry for not asking you first, but I'd rather see somebody get arrested in a village than trying to search for him in the river. So if you plan on coming here to Bethel to make a run, please wait until you get back home. I'd rather see somebody get arrested than being found somewhere in the wilderness, not alive.
Mm.
So
yeah.
Think about it before you drink. Get back home first and then start drinking. You know, I always mention that in my talk show and in the talk show. Before you drink, wait until you get home. Not during, not before traveling.
Mm.
Wait till you get home.
Yes.
That's the biggest message I can give personally.
Yes.
Wait till you get home and then start drinking.
Yes.
You know, life has no price for somebody to get missing or drowned or. Life has no price. There's no money can replace a life of a loved one.
That's right.
That's the biggest message that I can give.
Good job.
Wait till you get home.
Yeah.
If you're traveling, regardless, drinking or not, adult or child or elder, make sure everybody is wearing their PFD or personal flotation device whether it be a life jacket or a life vest or a life coat. Please wear one. And be safe out there. And if you plan on traveling somewhere at least a couple of days, let somebody know. So we're not out there for an unnecessary amount of hours trying to look for that person. But please do give us a call if there's somebody missing. And we don't have that 24 or 48-hour law that Downstate has. If somebody is missing or is supposed to return home, that they give us a call or give Bethel State Troopers a call at 911 or something, and they'll direct you to the State Troopers on call. But thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Yes.
So just want to remind everyone that you can email us. We do check the emails to see if there are talk line emails, and you can do that at radio@kyuk.org. Now, this afternoon, and it looks like it's going to be a great day for it, OTNC, Natural Resource Department, will be leading a march against Donlin Gold today, Friday, June 22nd, beginning at the Lions Club at 4:30. And the note says, we will walk to YKHC and return to the Lions Club by 5:30 at the latest. Signs will be provided. Informational handouts on Donlin will also be distributed after the march is complete. So if you have an hour and you want to go out and support this cause and enjoy some company, be at the Lions Club today at 4:30. So it seems like there's a little momentum building to really question harder the Donlin Mine project. So
yes,
there you go. We have Roy on the line. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yeah, good morning. Nice to hear local people calling in and expressing about their concerns. I'm just curious, you know. As a person that gets into national issues, what do you think about what's going on about separation of children from their parents for the regular migrants that are fleeing from their own country? And the thing about that I'm asking, earlier today we were listening to the news and then separating people from Alaska from the parents to be acculturated, and then, you know, and the impacts of that separation. See, there's some critical issues that seem like you people seem to know ahead of current latest studies and reports and statistics that seem to get into your hands ahead of us people around in the surrounding villages, maybe. Although they're available through internet, and then that's like while I'm listening to you talk, and you mentioned things before I even read about them, and then, wow, this is what Diane was talking about. and back then I wasn't able to process through the thinking process, but then since you mentioned it, it's like a question there. And then finally running into the articles about the reports and statistics. But anyway, the thing that most social issues seem like it's a byproduct of that. That's what I'm very curious about. Separation of kids from parents at an early age had a great big impact.
Yes,
it does.
And that's something I really think it should even question about some issues that are causing that. And that's what I've been very curious about that. I'm trying to see. But hopefully this coming fall, people will understand who is for them mm-hmm. and who isn't for them mm-hmm. By this fall.
You mean November, the November election?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. In November election time, because it's like having in our own nation a state terrorists against the we the people, because the leadership position and the complicit politicians seems to be causing, or it's always been in the American way. This is America. We love separating kids from your family for monetary purposes, seem mm-hmm. like, you know. Mm-hmm. And that, it's kind of sick.
Huh.
Yeah. But anyway, the impacts of separation of a child from a parent that is so connected by mm-hmm. a child
mm-hmm.
is so devastating that I really think people really need to keep kids within a family, despite, after all, like you said in the past before, it's a byproduct of past chaos that's recycling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, anyway, mm-hmm. More power to the people to understand more about this issue so we mm-hmm. can decide correctly this fall in November.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Brianna, Roy.
Okay. Yeah. Now go on that internet and find some stuff out.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, last week my four-wheeler was stolen, and we've been getting a lot, you know, stuff like that going on around town. During snow machines during the winter time, stuff like that. Luckily, I did find my four-wheeler the next day.
Wow. Did it still run?
Well, they cut the wires and the front end needed to be worked on a little bit and stuff like that. They rallied it. I use it just to and from work, you know, nothing mm-hmm. major. But I seen the kids out on the street the same day.
Hmm.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't know what's going on with that, you know. You try making a living and buy stuff like that, and the kids go around and steal it. You know, just then you find them right on the street. I don't know what kind of message we send in them.
Yeah, yeah, we got that going on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Jim.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You know. you know. Before the show, you know, Diane and I were kind of discussing, you know, what's on people's minds today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that fishing is big on everybody's minds, you know, around the Delta. And then that there is no opening this week, you know, that. And then today I think they're meeting, the managers for the fish are meeting.
Oh.
And the word was that if they were deciding on an opener, then it probably wouldn't happen tomorrow, which they did last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be on another date, you know, maybe next week. I'm not sure.
What about that June 26th date?
I'm not. Somebody should call in and, you know, enlighten us about that. You know,
yeah.
I heard somebody mention that too, but I would rather hear from an official or somebody that knows mm-hmm. more about it to verify if it's going to be open indefinitely from June 26 on for subsistence. I'm not sure about that, you know. But if somebody does know, we would love to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Fritz knows, huh?
Oh, maybe Fritz knows.
Fritz, come back.
Fritz, round two of Fritz.
Yay.
Yes, round two. I totally forgot about the fishing.
Okay.
Good thing you guys mentioned it. But next week, Tuesday, Alaska Department of Fish and Game came up with a recommendation, and of course the working group went along with it, and it's going to open pretty much, it's not official yet, I don't think, but from on the state waters This means, I believe right now, as currently as it stands, it'll be open from Aniak all the way up to the headwaters, I believe. 26th, next week, Tuesday, 24/7. So they will never see another closure until, I'm not sure when, until further notice. And then they're going to have the federal managers, along with Kuskokwim and Intertribal Fish Commission, are going to be meeting today to decide if they are wanting to open it on either Sunday or Monday, either one, if not Tuesday. So, and hopefully they could open it maybe either on Sunday or Monday while everybody is off. I prefer it Sunday because I work Monday to Friday. But people, the majority of the village people will disagree with me because they want to observe the Sabbath day, which is Sunday. But those are my personal comments. Any questions?
So the that 26th date that we've been hearing about as a rumor is just a recommendation from the state then?
Yeah, it's not really a rumor. It's probably going to be official. I haven't received an official letter yet I didn't read my emails yet today. So it might be official, but it will open from Aniak on up, not down here. Down here from Aniak on below is federal waters. From the mouth up to Aniak is federal waters, so it will not affect what the state recommends. It will open from Aniak on up starting Tuesday, 6-inch measureless, no closure dates until further notice.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
I have one more question, though. Fritz, what do you know about that that counter or whatever, or that, what did you, how did you
sonar?
Say that?
The sonar?
No, no.
Oh, the counter?
Well, that's another question, but the test fishery, is that what they call it?
Yeah, the Buffalo test fishery, I believe it's been going on for, I can't give out the exact number, but at least 20, 30 years it's been going on.
Yeah.
The same place, the same time.
Oh.
It's not to get the general public some information. It's not to catch as much fish as possible. They drift, they sit their nets for an hour after each high tide.
Oh, it's
About... they got a set period of time that they will set to set it out and then pull it in within a certain time. And that's been going on for about 20, 30 years.
Same place, same time.
Same place, same time, or same time scenario.
Yeah.
It'll be not the exact same time, but an hour after each high tide.
Yes, understood that.
So...
yeah, no matter the weather, right? If it's
no matter the weather, no matter if there's an earthquake or whatever, they'll be out there sitting in that.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Fritz, for that information. Really good to know. June 26th.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Koyana Fritz, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and then I noticed boating upstream, too, right below the Y, there is a sonar station that was being set up this year. I don't remember seeing that, but, of course, last summer I was, away in the hospital for most of the summer, and I didn't get to see the river last summer. So, but I've noticed it this year because I went out on the river a few times, and then it's they were set up there below the Y. And I just wondered how that works, and how the sonar works. Can they tell if it's the king salmon that are passing by, or the size of the fish, or how did it,
So there's three kinds of measuring. There's a weir, there's a sonar, and then there's what Fritz just described, where they just put the net for 1 hour to see what happens.
Apparently,
yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. I need to learn some stuff.
Yeah.
I also want to mention that Iris is working the booth for us today. Do you have an email for us? And I'll take the call first if there's a caller, but I thought I'd point... I thought you might have something. All right, so we have Edward.
And it'd be good to know where they're calling from.
Yeah, Edward, good morning. Welcome to Talkline. Where are you calling from?
Atmoco.
Atmoco. Okay. I've been there.
Good morning.
All right.
Something to think about the people out there who are walking on Earth, like myself. Fish cycle. Talking about fish. There's a fish cycle. Mm-hmm. And we all know... We went to school, they went to college, the fish biologists, fishing games, and whoever went to school. We know the fish cycle. The elderly people who never went to school knows the fish cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Now, the Messiahs, look at them. The fish cycle, the Messiahs. Look at the Messiahs. Look at it. You see it? 4 inches. The fish cycle. What I'm trying to bring up is, we fish the ones that are going in, spawn, and go out. We're fishing those 4 inch. And these big king salmons, they fish, they lay their egg, and they die. Those are the ones we have to catch instead of catching the ones that are going in and go out. We're catching those. That's why the fish population can't go up. Where in the heck did them fishing game? Whoever's controlling this, go school. We went to school and we learned the fish cycle. And they should know the size of the mess. They should know that we're killing off all the fish that are going to lay and go out. Plus, the sailors in the ocean. They're killing all the plants under the ocean, their food. Nothing to eat like us. Mm-hmm. See?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's controlling this operation should know the fish cycle and the size of the mess. We live in two laws. We live state law. We have our own law, tribal, traditional value laws. Other countries, they live one law. We're screwed up on this end in the United States of America that we live in. We're being screwed by the people who are in the heck, who are controlling the world, I mean, controlling their country.
Mm-hmm.
And they never even listen to us who've been in Alaska for so many years, the people who come from a little over 40 times with a piece of paper that they went to college. They don't know nothing about our culture. They don't know nothing. They just come in here and try to control us. Mm. That's bad. We give information, good information to them. They don't even listen to us. Well, the state has the state put a law that they have to treat the tribes as same as the state. Where is it? We're being discriminated. They don't even listen to us. We live here for the rest of our life. They came in and control us. Is it good or bad? They wouldn't like us if we go down to lower 40 again and say, hey, well, you guys can't kill no more cows. The population are going down. You can't even kill a chicken. They'll find us.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck's going on in the world in the United States of America? Mm-hmm. What we call America.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking all our rights away. And there's a law in the world court. We might need to, us native people, might need to bring up the United States of America to the world court so we'll be indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom. Where's our freedom? Nothing. Thank you for listening. Think about it. Recycle and the mess. And then people need to understand. They need to listen to us in order to... increase the population. We're decreasing the population. We're fishing 4 inch. We're killing all the fish that need to go up and spawn. What's going on with them fish biologists, fishing games? Where did they go school? Where did they go college? They probably never learned nothing. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, Kuyana. Edward. Yes.
Thank you, Edward.
Kuyana.
You know, that, I really hear the frustration and pain in his voice.
Yeah.
You know, I have to honor that.
Yeah.
One thing I always thought that once the salmon go upriver to spawn, that's it.
No.
There are actually salmon that turn around and go back out to
absolutely,
the ocean.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay. And then the bigger salmon, wouldn't you want them to go up and spawn because they have like almost double than the eggs?
But that's their final time. The big ones, the way I understand it, you know, that's their final deposit, and then they die.
Huh. Okay.
So opposed to the younger salmon, which have maybe less eggs, but, you know, times that, how many ever times they're going to come back, you know.
Huh. Okay. So. All right. So Roy from Akiak. Roy, good morning. Whoa. Welcome to Talkline.
Morning, Roy. Again.
Peter had a question in his mind earlier about the sonar.
Okay.
And I've been really curious about that. If he covers from one end of the riverbank to another, can it really count? That's my question. And if it does, and they are using it to count the number, because the way they're doing it with net in the high water, to my thinking, it's like it's very hard to catch when it's high water. I think everybody knows that, compared to when you're fishing in the lower water, shallower, you got a easier ability to target the main channel in which they're swimming. It would be nice if someone that is working on the sonar would have a written document in reference to what they're doing, and then even a link of videos of the sonar showing in the tender drums or daily, whatever.
Good recommendation, yes.
Yeah, that's what. So your question, like your question, Peter, is my question. It's a lot of people's question.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be really nice to have something that you could really look at and say, ooh, okay, so this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Roy. Yes.
Thank you, Roy. Okay.
Go on to the next caller. Yuskuduk. Did I say your name right? From Bethel.
Yeah, that's what John Active used to call me.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say I'm glad it's trying to drizzle and rain a little bit. Kind of help the berries if they're getting ready to for the berry pickers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So far, you know, I've been listening even last week and the week before I never called, but just sometimes it's good to listen. You know, I encourage young men out there, you know, who are happy to be on their own. Even if you're on your own, don't go assuming everything is good at home. You know, your mom still needs your help. You know, she might not admit it, but it's always good to see what needs to be done around your mom's home, in her home, and help her. She don't need to beg for help. You see what needs to be done around your own house. You can see what needs to be done around your mom's house and help her. That's my encouragement to young, able-bodied men out there, especially the ones who are on their own. Go see your mom every other day or so. See what she needs. See what needs to be done. See what can be done. Sometimes it's good. Don't even ask her what needs to be done. Just do it. That's my encouragement for today and every day, winter, summer, spring, fall, just help your mom, okay? And that's my encouragement, and I'm happy the police are the police and the state troopers are the state troopers, and I am me. It'd be better if we had fair treatment, but that's just the way it is sometimes. It's unfair. But anyway, I'll listen. Thank you.
Okay.
Kuyana,
Yuskuduk. All right, Raymond from Queethlick. Good morning, Raymond. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning, Peter, Diane.
Yes.
Good morning, yes, Ray.
Yeah, since I haven't heard, what we call subsistence fishing, or what when they open, the fishing game opens, the subsistence fishing, this past few years, you know, it's almost like commercial fishing, you know, everybody going down and trying to catch salmon, you know. You know, kings are up, passing, and I guess it's time to settle down on that. And, you know, one thing I think Fish and Game should do, like in those, in my younger days, you know, the Fish and Game,
Reborn? Or?
You know that Fish and Game that used to...
Baxter.
Oh.
Yeah, Ray Baxter.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he used to, you know, visit his camps daily.
Yeah,
and checking, see how much each fish camp is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, back in those days when I was growing up, every fish camp used to get ready, and, you know, they'd get ready slowly, and whenever they're ready, you know, they go down and fish for the salmon,
mm-hmm.
and they catch only what they need, needs. Not like nowadays, you know, everybody going down and fighting for the salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Fish and Game should, you know, ride around fish camps and see how they're doing and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ray used to. And I'm glad that they extended that upriver for another 12 hours because they're having much harder time than us lower down people, you know, fishing, trying to catch salmon up there. And listening to the news lately, you know, feel sorry for people up there that are trying to fish, you know, catching snags and tearing up their nets, and you know, some of them stay on there more than 3 hours trying to get unstuck, and some of them, I hear some of them cut their nets too.
Yeah,
and
the nets
are expensive.
That's right. We need to support each other all along the river.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you know, but. Main thing is, you know, Fish and Game, instead of sitting in their sonar camps and, you know, it's time for them to start going fish camp, see how everybody's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in those days, each fish camp used to fish whenever the family's ready. You know, every fish camp didn't go down and like nowadays they go down and fight for the salmon. You know, used to see 2, 3, 4 boats a day, you know, not the whole section of the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like practically wiping out the salmon on one section. Yeah,
okay.
That's all I'm about to say. And Boyana, for listening, and you guys have a safe, wonderful weekend. And everybody, don't drink and drive. Wear your PFDs, and have a safe weekend, everybody.
Very good. Boyana, check the gray.
Boyana.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Next, we have Ayaprin from Bethel. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Ayaprin. You're on talk line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to call in and say words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a world that, you know, you can't control things when things happen to you, and there's a lot of stuff that's happening around the YK Delta, like issues of substance abuse and, you know, child abandonment and domestic violence and all of the above. Just wanted to pass a message on that, you know, all we need to do is just take things one day at a time and don't get yourself overwhelmed over things. And there is hope, and there's light at the end of the rainbow.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Oyana.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, very colorful call we got.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
That's nice. Yeah, I like that. So, lots of good. So I think Iris has an email for us. Do you, Iris, have an email? Go ahead. You want to read that?
This one's from Mr. Lake. When Incredibles 2 comes out to Bethel Theater, if your child was younger than 4 when the first one came out, leave them at home. We've waited too long for this. Y'all got a car series that no one asked for. I just wanted to spread some laughs.
I guess do not bring your little tiny baby children to the Incredibles movie because some people, I guess, want to enjoy it. I didn't really catch that, but I like... Anyway, that was funny to call in.
There was something in there, but I had to strain to
hear
get
that.
It.
Yeah, there was one part I didn't quite get. Okay, so next we have Beverly Hoffman calling in.
Thank you, Bev.
Mom. Welcome to Talk Line.
Morning, Bev.
You're on the air.
Hold on. I had to turn off my radio.
Yes, okay. Turn down your radio, please.
I'm born and raised on this river. I'm closer to 70 than 60. I sat on the working group for maybe almost 2 decades. And that, you know, I have my knowledge I've learned from growing up on this river and being a subsistence fisherman. And I'm also learning from people like James Charles and Ayanna Gusty, who sat on the working group all those years ago. And over the years, I never understood escapement, never even thought about escapement needs for future generations, never thought about the impact of what was going on in the Bering Sea with trawlers, never thought about the impact of 8-inch commercial fisheries in the 80s, just pulling all the big gene pool out of the river. Never thought about it. And when I first got on the working group, we were having a chum crash. The chum, and we thought that it was false pass, and there was a lot of arguing going back and forth. But this is what I have learned and what I know. And I've spent a lot of years, too, up in these spawning grounds on the Gleefook and on Kizaralik. And I've observed spawning kings and chum, and they do die. They do die. All salmon die. Their eggs hatch, and they live most of their early life in river. And then they migrate out as small fries, and they live in the salt water till they're 3, 4, 5, 6. They come back as either those age groups to spawn again, and the cycle continues. And this is what, except for Atlantic salmon, and that might be some confusion. People would read, well, some salmon do go up the river and spawn and go back. It's true on the Atlantic for some reason. Some of those Atlantic salmon, I'm not talking about kings, migrate back and then come back. And you can, talk to James Charles, talk to some of these people that have been on rack groups and going to meetings, and I'm no longer on the working group, but I still stay tuned. And before I sign off, I wanted to also to say, you know, I'm really, that sonar, stop in and visit them on your way from to and from your communities, and look at what they're looking at. They they showed it to the working group, and I was still on, and it's fascinating information. We know in June that it's predominantly king salmon that are migrating up the river to spawn. And we know in late June it's, and there are some reds in there, and in late June we know it's primarily chum, and in August we know it's primarily silvers. We know that. But I encourage people, stop in and see it. It's pretty fascinating stuff. Mm. And with all that, that's my thoughts today. I'm anxious, too. I'm real anxious. We'll put up a lot of chum and reds. I've been blessed with a dinner of kings, and but I'm anxious like a lot of people and frustrated with North Pacific Fisheries Council that more is not being done with trawler restriction. Mm-hmm. But so, you know, I know that there's a lot of opinions and thoughts out there. Take the time, you know, to talk to some elders. We all have access to research. You can't just blow it off all the time. Mm-hmm. You can learn from each other and learn about the cycle of the salmon. It's fascinating. It's important, not just to our tummies, mm-hmm. but to the whole ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't already talked about, there is a Stand for Salmon initiative on the ballot. Don't make a mistake and think Stand for Alaska, Stand for Salmon. Big corporations, including ours, is wanting us to vote no, but I say vote. I think we should research more and vote yes. I think it's important. And then there's that march that starts at 4:30 today, saying no downland. It won't help with our current situation. Our stocks are already suffering, and we'll only suffer more. I think I talked 3 minutes.
Bev, we appreciate you calling. You know, and then you know, I was just thinking as you were talking. Wow, you know, it would be nice to see something like that, maybe in the Delta Discovery or something to read, you know, because it's, you know, there's so much about it,
oh,
and you know a lot,
gosh.
And it was just to tap into some of the knowledge that you have and learned, you know, that would be very interesting. So if you would have the time, if you can jot down something for Delta Discovery or the newspaper, you know, I would be very interested to read that.
And they should have fish talk again. We used to have fish talk. It helped us all understand better the situation. You know, we're all so frustrated, but there's, like I just Googled Kuskokwim River spawning research, you know, and just Googled it. And then Google elders knowledge on spawning.
You go.
You know, there's, it's, let's get fish talk. Let's get fish talk on and get Delta Discovery to do some articles, too.
Yes.
Because some people say that the smaller salmon spawn and go back to the ocean, then come back the next year, spawn again, then go back to the ocean, then come back and spawn again. And and people say that that's why you should go for the bigger salmon, because they're going to die, even though they have double the eggs. So
no,
because you don't have to I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify your description.
My understanding is that it's not that. We have fished out that big king we saw when Peter, you and I were young, not that long ago, but we were young, and the big kings, we were putting them on our fish racks, and between what was happening in the Bering Sea, more pressure in river as populations grow, we've lost that, and it is, they did the tagging project, another one, and they take salmon, and they could see which run went to which tributaries. And it was that early run that hit the Kugluk and the very important spawning grounds. And so, yes, we need fish talk. We need elders like James on there, people that have more knowledge than even I do. And I keep saying I'm an elder in training, and then the years keep piling on. But but we can't help but get frustrated and scared and nervous that, honestly, other human beings have fished their rivers dry by overfishing. Other on the Pacific side, on the Atlantic side, up north, they don't get kings in the, very many kings in Mineral Creek anymore. You know, it's, we all have to be a part of the solution, but we really need to demand the North Pacific Council, and Sam Cotton is on that. Our fish commissioner is on that council. He's a voting member. They're all a bunch of mostly commercial interests.
We're going to have to kind of wrap up there, Bev, but thank you very much for calling in.
See you at the march.
All right. All right, bye.
Guyana, Beverly.
So I think we have someone, Russell maybe, or Russell?
No. What's your name?
Vasily?
Hello? Yeah.
Oh, it's Vasily. Okay, yes.
Yeah, well, looks like Beth went over 5 minutes.
Yeah, my timer, I didn't have my timer. I'm sorry about that. Go ahead. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, listening to the previous callers on the pitch, it must be frustrating now that for fishermen with low catch or none at all, to hear callers angry on depleting fish. I hope Donald Gold do not start within 10 years if it will ever be developed. I'm not saying I'm for Donald Gold mining, but it is fearful to hear angry callers at this time when the salmon are getting scarce. Yeah, and was it not that Dillingham that they prohibited the use of cyanide? I thought I read this at the internet.
I didn't catch that.
Did it not that the cyanide was prohibited in Dillingham Pebble Mine?
Oh, Pebble Mine, yes, and there were concerns about the use of cyanide, which will also be used up at Donlin Gold Mine as well.
I thought they prohibited the use of cyanide.
I don't know. That's a good question. I think they can. Cyanide will be used to extract the gold flakes from the Donlin Gold Mine.
Yeah, but online, I read that they're not going to use cyanide.
Oh, okay. Well, you have encouraged me now to go look something up, which I'm going to do.
Yeah, please do that. And
I will.
If this is true, you know, this is something we could also follow here in this Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and for all the village leaders, if you can write the resolution, that'd be good, you know, to prohibit the use of cyanide. To the Alaska State Legislatures.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Right. I'm going to look that up. Thank you, Vasily. Right. I'm glad you brought that up.
All right. Good morning.
Bye. Good morning. Okay. We have an email that Iris is going to read for us. Go ahead, Iris.
Oh,
are you going to read the email? Oh. You typed up email.
Good morning, Diane and Peter. What an awesome God-given day. I'd like to say that I hope someone does something with the roads when it gets dusty out, as dust is bad for lungs. I'm not a shareholder, but don't forget to vote Angelista. Share a hug as it comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes. Hugs to Critters, Diane. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You know that about that dust, you know.
The dust?
We were out camping for a few days, you know, and it was so healthy out there. And we came back and we got hit by that dust, and I got sick the next day. And that's why I didn't show that.
You know, it bothers my allergies too.
Yeah.
But everyone, if you would just drive in the dirt road parts of Bethel, if you would just drive 15 miles an hour in the neighborhoods, there is no dust. And I heard that the police department is going to be enforcing the four-wheeler laws, one of which is four-wheelers are not to go faster than 15 miles an hour.
Oh.
They have to be 3 feet away from the shoulder of the road, not on the shoulder of the road. So that will really help, too, with the dust. But
yeah. You know, in the past, you know, we used to see somebody putting some kind of a chemical or whatever on top of the dust, and that held it down.
Yeah.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know, but you're right. There is some kind of sealant or something that they put on.
Mm. Yeah.
So it looks like Henry Tikyun from Atmoflok.
Yeah.
An elder from Atmoshok got some very good news for the people that are anxious about fishing and what's going on out there with the fish. He said these winds that we've been getting the last couple of days, strong from the south and west, are pushing in the fish to our Kuskokwim River.
Hmm.
And that there are reports of people fishing in tributaries that are catching fish now.
Hmm.
And so somebody needs to hear that out there, that there are fish coming in now, and then they are coming in plenty because of the winds. And he said that's what the elders used to say, is that when there's certain winds and conditions are right, then that's when the fish do come in. So that
nice.
There were sound like a lot of king and other salmon are coming in, swimming into the Kuskokwim.
Mm-hmm. Good.
In short, that's what he said.
Good. That's good. I'm glad he called. We really appreciate when callers bring us information like that, especially traditional information that that's important. We have Yvonne Waska from Bethel who's on the line. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like our elders, Mr. Tikyun, there's fish out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this unprecedented undue hardship is not welcome. The end product of all our wanting to fish, we try to hit this fish drying weather and look like it's passing. The end product is dry smoke, dried fish. And that's always on our everyday diet and always on our table. And this is what gets us through the long winter months. When are our tribal leaders going to wake up and say enough? We got to do something. as American citizens and First People, this is unwelcome. We have to put feet on our complaining, and you tribal leaders need to get off you-know-what and do something about this. This is unwelcome. For the smoked dried fish is very important to us. This is why we want to fish, and there's fish out there. Fishing game is only causing us hardship, and that's unwelcome. And what can I say? We can't even attend the federal meeting we're having. I called yesterday, and it's only for the fish managers. And that's not right. I think forming up the tribal fish commission was the wrong thing to do. Following the Yukon River model, they're state managed. Now they're commercial fishing with dip nets and purse chains. They got their smoke houses full of hair. I think we should take that step in that direction and have the state take over instead. And this hardship has to end. We got a small window to make smoked dried fish. And that's very important to us. That's always on our table every day. And through the long winter months. And also to fill our freezers and make salted fish. And I feel this is discriminatory thing they're doing to us. And your tribal leaders listening, you guys got to make the move. Good morning.
Kuyana, Chuknuk, Yvonne, yes, those are some really strong words.
Yeah, good. Good to bring that out. Thank you. Woo! Oh. So I think we have Patrick is next.
Good morning,
from Tutuliak. Good morning, Patrick. Welcome
to
Talkline.
Yes,
good morning.
Yes,
you're on the air.
Loud and clear.
Yes, good morning, Patrick Pavela from Tutuliak.
Okay.
I was just wondering, KYUK itself always makes us think that the radio station is fueled by the native people in this region, and that's why we have KYUK, I think, not of the other inhabitants living in the area. The main question I had is, since majority of our people here in the Delta are Yupik and whatnot, Yupik people and Athabascan, why not, you have English and Yupik news every day, and if the majority of our people in this region are Yupik, then why don't we have our news and broadcasts and stuff in Yupik first instead of English? That was my question.
Oh,
so kind of reverse it so that the Yupik news is told and then there's another show, kind of the English version.
Right, yeah, because it doesn't make sense to me that if people think that KYUK belongs to our people here, then why not, have our Yupik newscast first instead of English all the time?
Okay.
That's
okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome to Talkline. Oh, Sunny, you've been cut off by accident. So do call back. We're in the last minutes of our show.
Yeah, that's right. It's already almost time. It's already up.
Yeah, really wonderful calls. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate people's passion and hearing the care that they're expressing, their thoughts and ideas, and making connections to the immigration issue going on, I think is also worthwhile. And we have Sunny back. And Sunny, you're on the air. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I'm just calling to say,
noticed some of the boats that need to be checked on.
Oh.
If you got your boats down at the harbor or even down at Slough, it's been raining a lot.
Yeah.
If you want to ruin your motor, better run down and make sure your boats are good. If you checked it yesterday, your boat should be fine.
Yeah, there were some strong winds yesterday.
Yes. Also, heavy rain, and it starts adding up when people don't check.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we appreciate that suggestion to boat owners, you know, at the boat harbor and the slough.
Check them out.
Yeah, check your boats out. Yes, there was a lot of wind and water yesterday. Mm.
So thank you, Sonny. And we're gonna go to probably our last caller. We just have a few minutes, and that's Bertha. Oh. Good morning, Bertha. Welcome to Talkline.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I'm fine. We're fine.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm calling is because about fishing.
Uh-huh.
If they're going to, if Fish and Wildlife, Fish and Game, they don't want people to go fishing, they need to raise the food stamp limit and the TANF limit. So other people that didn't get any food or fish can apply for those programs.
That
we grew up eating fish, mainly fish, and we didn't grow up eating what we call gusak food. And it's so hard when we don't have any fish. And it's not good for some people, especially the elders, because they grow up eating it. That's all the nutritious food nowadays is being, we're being told not to get. So they need to think about that. People from downstate may come to Alaska and boss our food around or boss us around. We need to put a stop to that, or else they raise the limits of all the programs and do something. Native people, do something. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Very good. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I think that's what. Yeah. I think if the system is going to come and withhold your food, they need to then compensate for that by increasing. But the real solution is being able to eat natural, clean, healthy, and fish are free range organic. So are caribou and moose. So it's very healthy.
Know,
oh, you have an email there, Iris? Oh, okay, she's going to read that email, I guess.
This is from Anonymous.
Okay.
Now they say the Yukon Kings are in jeopardy and they might not be escapement. We all need to work together on this issue. We are lucky to have other species to smoke, to jar, to freeze. 100 years ago, our people did not like fish kings. Their homemade nets would get destroyed, but they considered the king salmon a gift. It wasn't until Western nets were brought in and bigger boats that king started to be the first fish of choice. In the old days, people put up fish all summer long, bugs and all. We are spoiled.
Oh. Well, that now, see, that is an interesting point, though, that the kings are kind of a new dish, so to speak. That in the old days, I guess, they weren't as sought after. Okay, so that's. I think that's going to be our show. Wow. Thank you, everyone. Really great. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It's the solstice, so enjoy your... Enjoy your last bits of summer.
No, don't talk about that.
Oh, sorry, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It is June.
It's just the summer just starting.
Yeah, it's June 1st.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
have a wonderful...
the fish are coming, so people, you know, just have patience and hang tight and then just be ready for the next opener and then be safe out there, everyone, and be kind to each other. Kuyana Chakrak. Thank you, Diane.
Kuyana. Thank you, Peter. All right.